Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the National All Vocational Rehabilitation Webinar. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your telephone keypad. You may also enter questions at any time throughout the webinar using the chat feature located in the lower left-hand corner of your screen. If you need to reach an operator at any time, press star zero. As a reminder, today's conference call is being recorded Tuesday, January 10th, 2017. I'd now like to turn today's event over to Regina Bowden. Please go ahead, Regina.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first VR call for fiscal year, calendar year 2017. Happy New Year. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon. We have actually a short agenda today, but we sent out a request for topics, and the majority of the questions that we received were in reference to the ticket portal update. So we're going to spend a lot of time on the ticket portal update. But as usual, and as our routine at the end, we'll have an opportunity for any questions that you have. And again, if the questions that you have are not answered today, or if you think of a question after the call, you can always contact our help desk. So we'll jump right into our agenda for today. And first on our agenda is Danielle, and Danielle will give you an update on the VR cost reimbursement. Thanks a lot.
Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year to you. I just have a couple things. First, just a few reminders. Katie's going to get into details about the upcoming systems changes, but just to remind you, as we transition to that process, we are still receiving in the mail, but they are being input to the system as they're processed so that we don't have that lag of duplicates between the two systems. So if you have any questions about anything you've sent in, just continue to send those in through the help desk. You'll see them on the pending list as they're being processed. So just wanted to make you aware of that. The only other update that we have is, Katie will actually talk to you about that one. I don't want to jump the gun. Right now I'm just going to go ahead and turn it over to Raquel Donaldson to give you some claims updates.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy New Year. Just a few quick things. Current earnings. Right now we're looking at the second quarter 2016. However, the third quarter 2016, we should receive that data file by this weekend. So before we speak again, we'll be working with the third quarter 2016. And I'll also send out an email just to remind you guys of that. In regards to cost formula fiscal year 17, I just want all the VRs to remember that the technicians and the analysts cannot work any claims with a close date, VR close date of October 2016 to current until that I receive the cost formula and I send you back your approval and that information gets updated in the system. You can email it to me, you can mail it to me, or you could fax it to me. I don't need you to do two of the three or all three, just one. And just a reminder, I do need the RSA 2 and the RSA 113 in order to review it. If you are going to fax the information over to me, if you could just shoot me a quick email or give me a phone call just so I can look out for it, that would be great. I do work from home 2 days, Tuesdays and Fridays, so if I'm not in, I can have someone else look out for that information so we can get that approved for you. Lastly, the pending claims report. Right now, there's really not a pending claims report, and that's because we've changed the way we're working, we're processing the claims. Nothing gets entered in until the technician or analyst is ready to work it. So if you have any claims that you think you submitted at least 2 months in the past or prior to that, and you haven't heard anything about it, if it's not waiting for a notice or anything, then definitely feel free to email me or email the help desk me, and I'll follow up with just trying to find out the status of those claims. But it's pretty much a waste of your time to request a pending claim report because it's not going to be updated, give you the updated information that you're looking for. And that is all I have for today, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Katie Straubinger in regards to the ticket portal update. Katie?
Thank you, Raquel. Hi, everyone. We are pleased to announce that we are launching our new automated VR payment capability in the ticket portals on Monday, March 6th. We are excited to automate this workload and extend the efficiencies of operating in the ticket portal to everyone. Starting on March 6th, when you log into the ticket portal, you'll have the following new options from the main menu. Request a VR payment by SSN. View all VR pending payments for me. View VR payments already made to me. And view VR claim payment adjustments. For the first time ever, you'll be able to request a single cost reimbursement payment by filling out a SSA 199 form through a screen in the portal. Once you hit submit, you are automatically going to create a work case in SSA's system. Your claim is then going to appear on the list of pending claims in the View All Pending Payments for Me screen, off of the main menu. All paper claims previously received prior to March 6th will be input into the system with the mailed receipt date and will continue to be processed with the first in, first out process. We plan to begin our pilot of the new VR electronic claim submission or uploading a file with multiple claims after the March release. We will be in contact with those of you who have asked to participate in the pilot. We sent a Gov delivery message containing a sample file and the file layout on October 18th. We will be sending additional training materials as we roll out the new process. If you need that sample file or the layout, please do email the VR help desk and I can send that to you. The preferred method of submission for claims will be the ticket portal. Cases sent by mail will still have to be date stamped and input prior to processing in the new system, so you may see a lag time in cases mailed versus cases uploaded through the portal or entered on the screen. Now, the link, the View All VR Pending Payments for Me, will take you to a list of claims that are pending an SSA decision. Cases that are diaried will appear on this list, meaning we are waiting for information from you before we can complete the case. You'll be able to tell from this list which of your claims are diaried and generate a fact cover sheet for that claim. Once you gather the required documentation, you can send us a fax using the fax cover sheet as the first page on that fax request, and the portal will automatically attach that evidence to your pending work case. This is going to speed up the process of getting your casework because SSA staff will see that you have faxed in the documentation to go with your pending work case, and they will be able to process your case. The VR payments already made to me link will take you to a list of claims, and you can search in 365-day increments, that's the limitation of the portal, that have been completed by SSA staff. This link will show all historical data, so you can go back to the first claim you ever submitted to SSA if it has been put into our system. These are claims that have been either allowed or denied. So I expect everyone on March 6th to be going in there and checking their payments. The last link is View VR Claim Payment Adjustments. This link will take you to a running list of all the adjustment activity for VR. We still have much to do to prepare for the changes ahead. You'll be receiving additional communications from us before March, and an updated Ticket Portal user guide will be posted to the Secure Training website before March 6th. We look forward to working with you as we bring VR payments to the 21st century. And I was going to hit it off to Raquel for questions, but I did see a question in the chat room about the production issue with Ticket Portal putting tickets in use when the person is not in current pay. That is still a current production problem. We are still working on the cause and fixing the software bug. I have no update for that on you, but we are still looking into that and trying to get the issue corrected. So there are two different ways. There will be two different ways for you to enter your claim. You can either do it one claim at a time by entering an SSN, and you can enter the complete claim start to finish. Pretty much instead of filling out the SSA 199 form and faxing it to us or mailing it to us, you can fill out the fields on the screen that will create a single case. After the March 6th release, we will then pilot being able to upload a file with more than one claim at a time. So there will be two ways for you to submit claims to us, but starting March 6th, the only option you're going to have for the time being is to do one claim at a time through the screen. And just to, Eugenia had another comment, for those using the ticket tracker, yes, using the ticket tracker, you'll be able to upload claims to the portal. Jay Morrow and the ticket tracker have been involved in our discussions on creating those files that will be needed to upload to the portal. Orkel, that's all I have for the update.
There was one more question in the chat before we open up for question and answers. Will we have another call before it goes live, since this will be a new system? As Katie stated, there will be more communications that go out, and there will be training set up, and those will use this same format. So you'll receive more about that as we get closer to it.
Thanks, Danielle. Now, operator, we're going to go ahead and open up the call to any questions and answers that you, or questions rather, that you may have.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, to ask a question over your phone line, press star then one on your telephone keypad. And stand by for our first question. Our first question comes from Tom Sherrick.
Hi, this is actually Eric Schmidt here with Tom from Maryland. I just had a couple quick questions, and thank you very much for the updates. It sounds like we're moving forward and getting close to the portal being active for this additional part, which is really exciting for us. I did have a question in regards to kind of currently using the portal for a number of things, and one of the things that we've actually started to use is the number of months of SGA in the last 24-month period. What I was trying to figure out was how current that is, if that falls in the line of the, you know, was that updated when the 16.3 new wages will be coming in? Will that be updated with new months? I'm just trying to get an update on the status there.
Hi, this is Katie. I can attempt to answer your question. So you mean when you go to the ticket status and use history and query a beneficiary?
Yeah, basically it says for that particular beneficiary, the number of months in the last 24 months that show either trial work period or that show SGA. I'm just wondering how current that information is, how often that's updated.
That is in real time. That is based on the earnings data we have in our system.
So right now it would be 16.2 data, and then pending that receipt of that 16.3 file, it'll be 16.3.
Not sure you mean my 16.2, but...
the second quarter of 2016, which is what I think Raquel said you guys currently have in terms of wages right now.
Right. We get our next quarterly file from Oxy. It should be around January 15th. So as soon as that loaded into our database, through our matching agreement, it will be reflected in the portal. The portal is just doing a real-time query. Every time you put the beneficiary's name in, it goes in and sees how many months of earnings there are. So, yes, you could check there to see if we have any.
Okay, that'd be great. And I guess a related question in terms of how updated the portal is, how updated is it, or when is it updated in regards to the current pay status for the individual? They're like down the bottom of those screens.
Everything is in real time. It is directly, you are directly looking at the same tables in the same database that we use.
Okay, perfect.
There, it's not like the old system we used to have, you know, with a contractor system, and that had there's a day lag. But this is, everything is in real time. You're looking at SSA data from an SSA system.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
And our next question will come from the line of Eugenia Cox.
I think one of the questions I asked on the chat line was, most states use the state UI wage data as their supporting documentation. Will we need to fax that to you as supporting documentations on these individual claims or batch claims? Even though you don't use it, you use your own UI wage data? Hello?
Hi, this is Danielle. I was waiting. I thought Katie was going to respond. When you're doing the file upload, no, you won't be submitting or faxing in any of the wage data with that file.
Okay, so the UI wage data.
Yes.
Because you already have it.
Right.
Okay. So we'll just be submitting the claim itself then without the supporting documentation, unless we have evidentiary, some sort of other wage information.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then I just want to remind folks that if anybody needs the cost formula spreadsheet that I send out every year, let me know. I put my email address on there to use for calculating. We just got our RSA 2 report, still waiting on the other one. I don't know how far ahead everybody is or if you've had any submitted yet. So. And then the other question I have kind of goes along the lines of Marilyn's question. You know on the portal where it shows the current pay status at the bottom when you're doing an inquiry?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'll say that they were never in current pay, even though they have a ticket. It just says no, all the way down. Shouldn't they at one point in time been in current pay?
It's reflective. I mean, it could have been, we could have reversed it. It's very possible without a specific, you know, ticket to look at. Very often, as soon as someone gets a ticket, not very often, I've seen it happen where as soon as someone has a ticket, there was really no period where the ticket was eligible to be assigned. It does happen.
Yeah, but, yeah, so it has an assigned ticket, and it gives them a ticket assignment date, but down below it shows no current pay at all, ever, even on the date they their ticket became available.
Right, and that is the problem with the portal that is allowing the assignment, even if it's not in current pay.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's two different things. The question I asked on that was, it's assigning tickets even though they're not in current pay. And that's the one you're working on. But
okay,
the question is,
they have a ticket, but they don't seem to ever have been in current pay?
Yeah, exactly.
If you could send a specific SSN to the help desk box, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I have to come across one. It doesn't happen a lot, but I've seen it, and so I just meant to ask that at some point in time. But when I do, I will definitely let you know.
Thank you. We like to check up on anomalies to see what's going on.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And our next question will come from the line of Warren Gramfer.
Hi. We were just curious here, if we're no longer submitting our wage records as backup documentation, what's to keep a state from just submitting every single VR case that ever got to plan, since that, you know, the allowance rate, the percentage of claims allowed doesn't really affect us anymore, and it's all going to be electronic? What would be the incentive for being selective on all the cases that you send to FSA?
I'm not sure if I understand the question 100%, but I'll try. You have the wage data that you look at as a guide, but we do receive the data that's reported from the state. Granted, there's a lag time in that, but also if you have pay stubs or primary evidence and you know that that's a claim that has that, we're going to receive that data, so that is a clear indication. Also using what they just spoke about of the months of SGA or trial work in the portal will kind of give you a guide of which cases are going to be reimbursable. So that would kind of help you determine which ones to send in.
And I guess what I'm saying is, what would keep us there? I don't think there is really an incentive for us to go through a lot of work figuring out which cases are at SGA and that type of thing if every single case could be reviewed by the UI there and not have us send in those wages like we have been doing. I'm thinking a state could say, okay, we'll just send in every single VR case that ever got the plan, and if it's not allowed, it's no skin off our teeth. It's all computerized, and
Well, we can't tell you which cases you can send in and not send in, but, I mean, they would all be denials, so I don't know. I guess I don't see where the benefit is on either end, but, I mean, it's up to you to decide what cases you send in.
Right, yeah. I guess the benefit would be that we would potentially get paid on claims that we could have missed otherwise. And this way, we'll just, since there doesn't seem to be any more of, what's the word I'm trying to say? You know, if you, we don't care about our allowance rate anymore, there would be nothing stopping the state from just sending in every single record as a claim, if that makes sense.
I understand your point, but again, I guess it's on each individual state if they want to just continuously send in claims and have us send them the denial if they're paid or not. I can't really give you a reason to do or not do that.
Okay, thank you.
And our next question is a follow-up from the line of Eugenia Cox.
Hi, this is Eugenia. I want to answer that last gentleman's question. I'm not sure if you use the Moro ticket tracker, but it gives you potential claims. And we as a state are still required to follow the rules of the ticket cost reimbursement rules that say that we have to make sure that they meet wage data. We have to make sure that they were getting Social Security at the time that we were serving them. And we have to make sure they go into plan. When we review all those cases that come out of the portal, we're just doing our duty to make sure that this is all correct. Because if we just send over every potential claim that's the portal produces, we're just wasting Social Security's time. And that's the reason that they used to use the percentage in the first place, is that for priority, because that's just a big waste of time for them to go through hundreds and hundreds of claims that are going to be denied, just because we don't want to go through those claims and determine that they've met all the requirements to the best of our ability. So I think that's where they were going. You know, I go through, you know, I might get 100 claims that come out of that ticket tracker, and I may only turn in 50 of those. But I'm going to do my best to make sure that they're good claims. So just to answer his question, I think that's where they were coming from.
Thank you, Eugenia.
Mm-hmm. And at this time, we have no further questions.
Hi, this is Raquel Donaldson again. Just to follow up, Eugenia had mentioned her spreadsheet, the awesome spreadsheet cost formula that she uses. That spreadsheet was attached to the email that I sent to each of the VRs. Again, if you do need another copy, reach out to Eugenia or reach out to the help desk, and we'll send you another copy of the spreadsheet that calculates the cost formula. It is awesome, and it definitely matches what I use, and it works. So feel free to use it, but it should be attached to all the cost formula emails that I've sent you already.
Okay. Thanks, Raquel. That's a wrap, then. We've had another successful call. And we will say goodbye, and our next call will be on April the 11th. And remember, if you have any questions after the call that you want to ask us, just contact the help desk. Any questions or concerns. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Once again, we'd like to thank you for your participation on today's conference call. You may now disconnect. Speakers, hold the line.